Hello, everyone, and welcome to Psychic Radio. And here we go.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
How are you guys doing? I hope you're well and ready, because we're going to go a little bit wilder than we usually do. Tonight's one of those nights. It's high energy. It's very high vibration. We are on live tonight. It is fun. Those of you keeping track, Mercury's going backwards. We're dancing with everyone. It's all fun. It's all exciting. And just when you least expect it, other planets that have been hanging out there, big planets, decide to jump in and do the planetary choo-choo song right on our heads. So all of you tuning in at 773-897-6461, know that we'll be taking those calls. If any of you have had a reading this week, I will not pick up with you. Or if I do, just say pass. If you tell me your name and I know that I've read for you yesterday or Ben read for you last night, you will be let out of the pen and sent out into the wilderness. You will be let out and have a chime. Do not do this. I know it's very addicting with the readings. You just don't want to call 17 times. You can listen in. We welcome that. It's very fun. We are, and I say we, the group of Psychics Gone Wild, are an individual group of family psychics who are intuitive to help do the work. We want to make sure that you're getting that energy. I had someone tell me, I am hooked on Psychics Gone Wild. I can't stop. Every Wednesday, if I don't hear that lovely voice, and now you know who the lovely voice belongs to, it's my hostess, the internationally recognized intuitive, spiritual coach, psychic, medium, wild woman that I'm telling you that's a friend of mine. It's Melissa Berman. How are you, Melissa?
Great. Hi. Hi, everybody. Oh, my God. I like the idea of letting you have the pen and we're going to let you run wild in the forest.
I knew you would appreciate that. And Melissa will be handing you that little ticket into the gate of happiness.
Be gone. You have no power here. Oh, dear. Mercury retrograde and Mars and Uranus and Chiron and, oh, my MG. You know, it's like 1 minute it's like, oh, and the next minute it's like, are you effing kidding me? So I hope everybody's just taking the time to really be good to yourself as best you can and stay away from all that toxic stuff. You know, there's a lot of, I think it's like sort of like fallout, you know? It's like sort of like a karmic fallout going on. So stand your ground and take care of yourself and don't let anybody in that you don't want in.
Exactly. And those of you tuning in tonight, this is Psychics Gone Wild. I have a lot of you new individuals that are going, what is it? Psychics Gone Wild is a bunch of positive individuals. You're hearing me and Melissa Berman tonight come on together to help as many people as we can. Those of you calling in the number, I will call out your area code. You will tell me your name and what you want to ask. I did have a couple of individuals ask me, Jethro, you used to do this just by my name. Well, you know what? I will do that. If you do that, I don't have a problem. But what is good, and what I'm going to let you know, and we've been telling you guys, is if you say that, then you're not going to get that question, but you only get those many minutes with us. So if you are specific and you say, Jethro, Melissa, I want to know about my boyfriend. I want to know about my relationship. I want to know about my money. We can tone right in. But if you just say, my name is Bob, and I'm getting on there that Bob is a person that works with individuals, and this is what happens, this is what we do. I don't have a problem with that. I know that we're here to prove to you that we're real. You're here to prove to us that we are real, and we're going to do that. So what
and,
we love
and also, the bottom line is we're here to help you. So, you know, the more specific you can be, because we have such limited time with you, be specific, and then we can get more guidance through for you.
I love it. Turning into emails, let's take a few of them. I have listened to your show many times, Jethro, and until the last 2 weeks, I have been mostly appalled and upset. On Mondays now, they're not doing it the way they used to. I used to be able to come in and tune into it, and now it looks like you guys have moved Tuesdays. What is going on with Psychics Gone Wild? Have you guys went off the rocker? You know that I'm one of your biggest fans, and I am telling you that I have always handled listening to your show. Well, I got to tell you, we're wild. We're not mild. What happens is we go out and we try different things. We are human beings, and as human beings, we do try to and enjoy ourselves in any all way or form that we want to do. So do contact us. We do appreciate your opinion. But I got to tell you, if you listened to Tuesday night last night, Ben and DC Love and Eileen were doing the wild thing, and it was a lot of fun. And I had a lot of individuals write me today saying, when are they coming back on? So we do change it a little bit up. And that's what I was saying earlier. If you've called in and you've called in four times and you're loving our attention, then get with us on a reading, because we are psychic, and that's what we're doing. But if you're calling in and you're like, okay, I'm sitting here and I don't have any potential chips, let's see if Melissa will tell me what my Lay's chips are doing. Yeah. We're going to be a little intense.
Bye. Sorry.
Next. We are the wild ones. We're so if wild. You look at it. Okay, going into another email. Melissa, I've got to talk to you about this problem of my boyfriend's. He has been asking me for 3 weeks to work with him and do a meditation with him. I explained to him that I haven't done a meditation or worked in any of these kind of energies. And since my last boyfriend, who died in a car wreck 6 months ago, and I'm still working on this. Is it right to do this spiritual when my boyfriend's on the other side? I know this sounds silly, but for some reason I feel like I'm cheating on him.
Well, I mean, okay. Like, the first thing that's being shared is, like, it didn't take long to meet somebody else. So I don't know what that's about for you, but you haven't had time to grieve the first gentleman. I mean, that's a very, very heavy thing that's happened. So the fact that you're already in another relationship feels like you're not grounded, and you don't need to do meditation with anybody but yourself to get grounded. And you need some time away from everybody so that you can grieve this loss. And I don't mean to be a biatch, and I don't mean to be so hard-assed about it, but there's something not right here. There's a missing piece or a missing link. So you need some time to yourself, and that would be a time for you to meditate by yourself. Sorry, I mean, that's what's coming through, and it's very strong. Jethro, did you want to add to that?
I feel that she's very much on it. Melissa's right on her game in here, and I agree with her. And I've got to tell you that in spirituality, when they're on the other side, that they're going to look at this energy and go. I feel that he's also helping you. Of course you should do the meditations. You should strengthen up and have that memory. My favorite memories of some of my people on the other side was the stars and working together and cooking. Obviously, I've continued on to cooking, if you've seen the size of me, and I definitely love those stars over my head. So you continue on with those things, and you show the joy to those that are living. Life is for the living. So remember that. We love you for tuning in. Jethro, I can't help it. Melissa is the best. I'm working on a video, and I keep having problems. I love the video of Happy's My Middle Name. I want to talk to you, because if I can get a company like that, would you approve it? Yes. It's got to be of good taste. It's fun. Send it to me. I will love it. Show us what you think with Melissa. You are encouraged, because anything that's on Facebook, you guys know, is there for copies. So put the pictures, what you have there, or get with me, you know, and I'll work with Melissa. Me and Melissa will see what we've got. I know a lot of you love tonight. Melissa is on the front page of Psychics Gone Wild.
And
we hit a new number. We have 11,000 fans and Facebook friends, and I want to thank each and every one of you. If I could, I would just go and meet each of you and shake your hands and talk to you, and we'll talk about food and have fun.
Let me give you a little snack.
A little snack. And I did tonight. You'll be so proud of me. I was so good. I did really healthy food, and then I found out that I love grapes, but I really like brownies, and so I'm still doing it. And a lot of you guys are having trouble tonight getting the show on. We've got quite a few calls. Hang on. Don't ever get uptight if you have a little trouble with the computer and Mercury, because we're in the archives, and you, those of you tune in, you can go on there and hear it. We are welcoming a lot of you fans. Remember, when you're asking the psychic the question, and I'm not telling you guys this to tease. I had a woman who called, and she had her arms crossed and her bows tied and her fingers twinkled in her eyes. And then she went, Jethro, what's going to happen to me? And the minute I got the energy, you were wrong, because I don't even have a relationship. Well, you know what? I want to tease her. If you're that silly and that bored, then I'm that silly. Okay, you don't have a relationship. But what my guide said to tell you after I laughed about this is you cross your arms, make sure you're in the right state for a reading, which brings me up to another level of what else you're going into. And that's the other part of the energy that your energy is working with. And they said this is also another part of your energy, and this is why you want that development. They said you want to be able to feel it and know with a reading. Melissa, how would you describe the feeling when you're getting ready for a reading with someone who really needs the reading? What does it feel like to you? Butterflies or actual energy?
It's sacred. It's just a coming together in sacred space. And I would also reiterate, it's like, don't test the psychics. Don't mess with us. You know, we're here to help you not to be messed with or mess with you. So, you know, there are people that will pull that kind of stuff, and we do get guidance, and there's guidance that may come through about a relationship that you're maybe jiving us about. But I think most of our supporters are not like that. But once in a while, somebody will, you know, slip through the cracks. But when we get ready to do readings, I know it's, for me, it's very sacred. It's very holy. And, you know, I prepare for it and do special meditation and special prayer work in order to ensure that the communication is, you know, in the highest space.
I agree very much. Welcome tonight, 404. This is Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro and Melissa. How are you, 404?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, my question is...
What's your name?
We need your name. My name is Martin.
Hi, Martin.
I'm sorry?
Yes, my name is Martin.
Hi, Martin.
Yes, my question is, I'm having a situation where I feel like I should be going into relationship with someone who is a friend already, been friends with her over 4 years,
mm-hmm.
but the communication I'm getting with her is she does not want to be more than friends. So my question is whether I should pursue it with her or forget about it and look for someone else.
Wow. Well, you know, yeah, because it feels like there is somebody else for you, and it feels like this is just like a door slamming in your face and a dead-end street. And, you know, the irony of this, Martin, is going to be the minute you take your energy off of that, she'll come running to you. And then you get to be the one to decide if it's what you want. But it feels like there's somebody else waiting for you that's just around the bend, just around the corner. This door is going to open for you because, you know what, you deserve better than to be rejected. You're much better than that.
I like you, Martin. I agree with Melissa. I'm also hearing the guys singing a song, and I get a lot of clear audience, and they said, the bell tolls for thee. They're playing that very beautiful song, meaning that this time for you, I feel that you like to spoil or treat people real well. So obviously she doesn't really want to stay your friend, but I agree with Melissa that I fear coming later. I also getting a very beautiful, I feel like you have a very very wholesome, beautiful face. There's something about your face that I feel like that she's, I feel like that there's a part of you that she's feeling that. It's like very Venus or something with Libra is what I'm getting.
Okay. So you're saying my friend might change her mind once she sees me with someone else is what you're saying?
No. You don't want to get into that manipulation. It's just that once you let it go and you're in something else that's really right for you, she could possibly come back around where you're going to say, you know, I think I don't want to do this. So you're going to be in control of the situation. But don't look at it that way because that makes you a victim. This is
okay.
About your empowerment, Martin. This is about you saying, you know what, I deserve better than this. I don't need to be treated like this. You know, if she's saying no, fine, whatever. I need to go meet the right person and be available for that person. But you know how it is when you let stuff go, they come around you like flies on paper. You know how that is. Because
okay.
You just don't give a rat's ass anymore. I'm cussing a lot tonight. I apologize.
I know.
But you don't, you know, does that make sense?
Yes.
Good.
We love you, Martin. Definitely put in psychicsgunwall.com. We're giving away some prizes tonight, and you can win one of these beautiful pieces of jewelry or a fun T-shirt or whatever we've got here. We are having that sound of error. They tell me that I think we have now landed to Dairy Queen. Everyone grab us. No, I'm kidding. We are here and we're having fun on Psyche's Gone Wild.
Oh,
just
dear.
Just a little
our own personal spaceship with snacks. I just think that's great.
We fly the sky the right way with lots of goodies in every area for our faces. We are having a lot of fun for all of you that are. The phones are being very murky. I know there's quite a few. I've waited a little bit. Hang in there. Martin, we love you. I hear you're still see you there, but it's not going. We're going to grab a hold of 832. How are you, 832? Welcome. In this country, we usually say hello, or at least happy. How are you? 832 is a little shy, and I'm taking it that that means stop it. So we're going to stop, and we're going to thank you for calling in. If you get in, we'll try to come back to you. Sometimes things are happening. If it says unmute, the phone will say that. That means you're on live. I had someone tell me they didn't understand it. It's okay. That's why we're Gone Wild. We have fun, and we want you to be fun with us. Let's grab another one. 717, you are the one we love. 717. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, it's 717. It's found the fame, and she's in the field.
It didn't stay on mute, so I was like, wait, is that me?
It's teasing me. I'm telling Mom. Every time I do the work, the radio starts on me. I'm kidding. I'm okay.
Oh, that is funny.
How are you? This is Jethro and Melissa, and we love to talk with you.
I'm good. My name's Mary Beth. I had a question. My best friend that I have been kind of on and off with says he's ready for a relationship, and I don't want to blow it off if this is my it thing, but I don't want to go for it if I'm supposed to be waiting for someone else. So I'm just wondering, because I don't want to muck up my lines or make the wrong decision here, is it supposed to be him, or should I be waiting for someone else?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Waiting, should.
Sorry, I tried to make that as clear as I could.
No, Mary Beth, you're putting yourself in an old age position, like the Piscean age is done. You don't wait for anybody, girlfriend, and you don't stand in line for nobody. Here's the thing, have fun with this other friend, and if you meet somebody, if you are interested in this person, you can't mess it up. If you want to go forward with it, there may be somebody down the line, yeah. But if this is happening for you right now, then there's something for you to garner from it. So instead of putting all these conditions on it, if your heart is telling you no, then you need to trust that. If your head is saying, wait, I can't, blah, 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 then you need to talk to your heart more.
Hmm.
Jethro.
Okay, I think my heart and my head is just really confused in this, so I was hoping for some guidance from you guys or
mm-hmm.
spirit or something
right there.
Here.
That is your guidance right there. So
to be confused?
Yeah, I'm not seeing that.
No, that's not what the guidance was. And you can play this back in the archives. And you can take a really good listen to it. Your guides are saying, you're putting all these, you yourself are putting conditions on everything. You're saying, should I wait? And do I, da, da, da. It's like you're limiting yourself. When this is right in front of you, you ask yourself, is this really what I want to do right now? It sounds like maybe it isn't. That's fine. It doesn't mean that you're going to meet somebody right away. If you're having a relationship with somebody to substitute for waiting for something else, that's not healthy. But if you can enjoy this for what it is in this moment, then you go for that.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Because there's too much conditions on it right now.
Well, because we've been such good friends for so long, I don't want to screw us up any further or have any more heartache between the two of us. You know what I'm saying? Like,
of
if
course.
It's it, I think we'd be great for years. But if it's not it, I don't want to muck it up anymore.
But
I would rather
know
say,
till
okay,
you take a chance
stop how
it.
We continue and move on to other people.
You
that.
Don't know till you take a chance with it, is what
and
your
I'm
guys are
saying.
Think.
I apologize. I didn't mean to cut you off. We got Mercury going real wild. We're also having some energy. I think that I feel like, Mary Beth, what I'm seeing with this person is I feel like that there's some other situations that have gone there, and I feel like you two are going to be in more of a stronger relationship. They keep showing me, Mary Beth, that you also have someone or something else that for a while was in the way of this being together. Is that correct? Like there was a person that was connected to one of you?
Yes.
And uh-huh. And I got
that person seems to have gone out of the way, which is why I'm like, should I really allow this in now, or do I say we're just always going to be kind of at the waiting line and we're not meant to be together? I mean, I know meant to is one of those harsh, like, lines to draw, but I don't want any more heartache in my life. I would rather be alone than feel heartache, you know what I mean? I would rather
mm-hmm.
hold out for the one I'm supposed to be with than mess around with, you know, Joe Schmo or whoever comes along.
The angels are showing me in that love. Mary Beth, you just got it. But, you know, and we're doing wording. it because I understand why Melissa's guys were saying the other. I got to be able to see the little energy of it. I see you two doing the other work together. I see some really excellent happening for you. I'm feeling that. I'm getting a really funny sensation that sometimes I don't get offended, but I feel like you've kind of put up the big finger to some other stuff that's going on around there, and you had to kind of do that for a while because you're tired of all of the silliness.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and I got people going, Jethro just said what over the air? What I said was Mary Beth was a little sick of this happening, so she put a gesture out to them that said, fly the bird that's not in the sky, but that's in my hand so high, and they learned to back it off. So what happened is, as it goes in, Mary Beth, I feel that strength. So that's what I'm going with. I do love you. Definitely put in. We, me and Melissa both are helping you. We want to make sure that you get in for those prizes. And please, thank you for on Facebook, those of you who are putting on, I'm going to cry. I just reached 31,000 likes on Psychic Jethro. You guys are making me Lulu.
Oh, that's all?
It is. And who took my... Give me back my Mary Beth. Hello, Mary Beth.
And well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care, Mary Beth.
We love you.
I love you guys, too. You guys are great. Thank you.
Bye.
We are wild, and we've got people calling in. It was nice to meet Mary Beth, the new friends we're having on here, and someone's like, Jethro, what do you mean she's yours? When I make a friend, they're mine. So I just want to get people. I have got these people that are just a little stressed with me. And yes, in Seattle. Seattle is a friend of mine who writes me on Skype. We want to know what happened to the times when Jethro and Melissa were teaching us about food. I haven't heard anything healthy in a while. Jethro, you eat and you do crazy. I know that you had a feed bag on at one time. What was that joke about? Oh, no. I got in trouble for spitting sunflower seed shells. What kind of crime is that? Is this America? Melissa explained to me it's not proper to be doing that down the street, and that if I kept it up, I would have a feedback on that. She didn't say I was wearing one. She said I would get one if I didn't chill my jets.
I thought that you also needed one when you were on the air so that you could have like your little stashes. You have your little feedback, because then you have your little stashes in all the little different sections. But I'm a little concerned about the brownies instead of the grapes today, Jethro. A little concerned.
No. Those brownies were so good, and I giggled in glee as I ate the brownies.
Then did you get, like, a headache afterwards?
No, and you know what? I do know I have got some kind of a sugar addiction, too, because obviously everyone says how sugar is such a chemical. I've been working with other friends. They're like, Jethro, we noticed the difference with you. You already have high energy, but when I do it, sometimes the sugar will make me not feel good, and I'll get the opposite. I'll be act a little grumpy afterwards.
Well, because it's affecting your liver. You know, the liver is the main organ for one of the purification organs, and so everything gets filtered through it. And so the sugar is the worst thing to put in your liver. That's why alcoholics get cirrhosis of the liver, because they can't process anything. So you want to keep that liver healthy and functioning, especially with what's going on in the world today. And I'm lecturing you, and I'm sorry. But it's like with what's going on, especially with the work that you do, and this goes for all of us, keep the liver healthy and purified. Green drinks and healthy leafy green vegetables and some vitamin A and C and all the vitamins and minerals. And taught, you know, the liver is the seat of anger, and when that gets out of balance, that's when we get edgy. That's why people that eat a lot of sugar crash and burn, because the liver is just like, are you kidding me?
I agree. I love that. Yeah. Yeah, they're right now. Seattle's like, that's the Melissa I know and love. We love it. We're back. We never left. We came from outer space. We didn't leave
Thanks,
it.
Seattle.
So those of you love us. We have a friend here that's writing in. Melissa, I must ask you this. My house has some entities in it. I had a friend come over. She told me that if I rang the crystal bowls 3 times that she brought, the answer would come to me. I rang the crystal bowls. I didn't know what was supposed to happen, but unfortunately now her crystal bowl has cracked. Should I buy it? Because it's not my ghost. I didn't tell him to come in here. She brought her crystal bowls over here. Who should pay for the crystal bowls?
Oh, wow. Maybe you can split the cost. You know, just tell her, you know, you didn't mean to break them, but you did offer them, but I'm happy to pay for half. I wouldn't pay for all of them. You didn't. Oh, I hate when people manipulate people like this. Just offer to pay for half. Can you throw some sea salt water in all the corners, and you can get some garlic and throw it around there, or Palo Santo sticks. If you do sage, do it with rosemary or rue, or, you know, you got to get some heavy stuff. This feels like an old energy, like from the 1800s. It feels like it's stuck in the wood in this home, and that's why it broke. The energy broke. There was so much energy in there, it broke the crystal bowl. So if you want to get a copper bowl, you know, almost like I wouldn't do a singing bowl, but if, or just a stainless steel bowl, and you can do the same thing. But this is a heavier situation, so you're going to want to do, you know, you can make a mixture of like distilled, not distilled water, like purified water or lake water or some sort of, you know, not from the sink water, and put sea salt in it and shake it up, invoke it 40 times, shake it, and put an invocation. This is to protect from inside, you know, all protection. The divine's light and love is protecting me now and always, you know, whomever you work with. And then you're going to just throw it in the corners, north, west, south, east. You just walk around the entire place, north, west, south, east, and just throw it in the corners. You can put it on the door stops. Do a little research on this, too, because this sounds like it's something for you to learn how to do this. But definitely just, you know, offer to pay for half of it if she insists, but don't pay for all of it. Heck no. Mm-mm. Sorry.
I agree with Melissa, and I also feel in the energy when you guys are talking about this, I could feel the guides saying very much that Melissa's on it. Remember the copper pennies. I've had a couple of you guys who've gotten in contact with me, and those of you who remember that show, it's been a couple of, actually quite a while back that I did do that show, but those copper pennies also will bring that energy in. If you've got a house, if you go in clockwise and do it, and then counterclockwise smudge it out, it'll help in the same effect. Definitely the friend that is writing asking me, Melissa, I have got to know, why does my heart chakra always resonate to a C note? I've been able to do energy, and when my friends play the C note on the piano, I'm able to pick up the vibration. Am I now part of Liberace's family? Oh, my gosh. Come on.
No, but you're on the right track. Your soul group resonates to that sound, to that vibration. So your soul group. So wherever you came from before you came here, whether it was Sirius or Pleiades or any place of that nature, because you have that energy, it resonates to the sea. So you can maybe do, I think you could probably research that a little bit more and what soul group resonates to the note C. And that's lovely. Yeah. And a little Liberace thrown in. That's hilarious.
It's hilarious. And we've got the fun friends. Someone said, Jethro, where do you get these people? I search high and low. If you're fun, if you're wild, if you're ready to have a friend, go to Psychic Jethro 10 on Facebook. We're there for you. If you love Melissa Berman, go there. Her fan page is climbing tonight. We've got friends asking. Yes, it's the real picture of Melissa. I love that picture. It's the beautiful. We call it the shy Melissa picture. It's very much on there tonight. It's on Psychic's Gone Wild. And I love all you guys that are sharing and making friends with us. We're going to grab some more phones. You guys have been patient. We're getting to that half hour mark, which means we will be calling out a winner. Go to Psychic. He's going all up on the left side. You're going to find a tab. Hit that tab and put your stuff in. You got to give me your old stuff. I will never sell your stuff, but if I don't have your snail mail, I can't send it to you. Tonight, one of the prizes will be, let's reach in the prize box of friends who've sent to Psychic's Gone Wild who want to be appreciated. We will be giving a Rose Quartz bracelet from yours truly, Psychic Jethro, Inc. I will be giving that bracelet to one of you lovely individuals who want to have it. Arm or leg or wherever you want to wear it. You know, if you can stretch it out around your head, you can have a bandana. I'm kidding. You can put it around. It's a beautiful rose quartz one. All teasing aside, go to psychicsgonewild.com and say something that you feel. And I've had an individual tell me, Jethro, I don't like your show. Do I still win? Yes. There's no contest. You have to like us.
You don't like our show. You mean if they don't put the like on Facebook, you mean?
Yeah.
Or they just don't like us. What if, no, really,
I hope
seriously.
They got a like us. They said they joined my stuff, and now they're telling me, I think they mean like the show, which is all right. Yes, you can still win if you go in there. You know what? You don't have to have any contest with it. We will be picking winners out of those who love DC Love. Last night the show went a little crazy, so we're going to be picking a winner for who loves DC Love, and we've got to do it when DC Love's on. So you guys are having the craziest stuff winning to me. This is Melissa's night. Stay with me. Walk with me through the sand, dear. Go with me and don't let the cantaloupe get you. It's just a big fruit. It won't hurt you if you don't wink at it. It is really out the world. We have a friend of here. We have an 818. How are you, 818?
Hey, this is Zilla. How are you?
I'm excellent. You were on the roll, girl. You got in and you pushed the phone and you climbed through the mountain.
What's your name? I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
It's Zilla.
Hi.
Hi.
You're an 818. We're neighbors, I bet.
I am. I'm from the Valley. I'm from the
Valley. How are you tonight?
I'm doing very well. I'm so glad to be talking with the two of you. You guys are crazy, and I like it.
No, we're out of our minds. We're so glad you called, Villa. How can we help you?
You know, this year I've had so many things happen. I got laid off. I met this beautiful lady. I published a book. I'm just like, am I caught in some kind of vortex?
Mm.
Front, right, you know, northeast, southwest, where am I going now?
Yeah, it's like you're spinning, spinning. It's like the revolving door that won't stop. It feels like your nutrition needs a little bit of energy tweaking. Mm. It feels like you need more antioxidants, and you can eat blueberries for that, you know, raspberries and berries if they're okay for your nutrition. You need more vitamin A. You need more, like, leafy greens. Your nutrition is kind of affecting this, too. You have, like, a little bit of a sodium imbalance, so watch that. And, of course, it's not a substitute for medical advice, but this is your guidance that's coming through. And oftentimes when our nutrition is out of balance, it throws everything off. All of these things that have happened for you, though, Villa, are to get you to your next step. So, you know, getting out of that job was probably a blessing in disguise. Because you weren't respected the way you deserve to be respected. And you want to be in a place where people can actually hear what you have to say. So don't worry about that. As far as meeting someone new, that's fantastic. Hold healthy boundaries with it. Because you're going through such a dimensional change right now that you don't want to put all your energies in, like, say it's northwest, south, and east, like you're saying. You don't put all your energy, like, say, in the west. You want to balance it northwest, south, and east. So the first thing that you got to do is pay more attention to your nutrition because that gives you more self-empowerment, and that gets you home to yourself. That's like some people meditate, you know, some people pray. You're going to work on your nutrition a little bit. And take your time with this relationship. It also feels like there's going to be some new work coming in July. And by August, September, October, November, it's going to be much, much better. Jethro?
I'm feeling that. I'm also feeling with this other energy that as you've been going through some of the other situation where you are, the guys are showing me other people like dot to dots or something going on where you're finding your own. That's why you found us tonight. You joke. I mean, I think we're crazy, but you're close to being delirious yourself. They're telling me there's some really good energy. And they said that your angels are working with you. There's been some things going on in your life where you're ready for that other change. You're ready to be more and developed in what you've got happening. A couple of the individuals or something you're dealing with there is blocking. I feel there's an odd male energy that's there that you're dealing with at work or somewhere around it, and they don't seem to resonate with you, that you're just very much who you say you are. They keep showing me this guy like astounded looking at you like en verre, you know, like what's going on, and you're just like, you're who you say you are, and I feel that you're impressing people is what I'm feeling.
Wow.
And we love you, definitely. Did you put in for the prize? We had a person just write me. And yes, Psyche's Gone Wild will pay for a reading by Melissa Berman. It is one of the prizes tonight. They've asked for it four times. All you got to do is ask for it on Facebook four times. You got to send it to Psyche Jethro or Psyche's Gone Wild, and I see it. We won a reading by Melissa Berman. So that will be one of the prizes tonight. You'll get a half an hour with Melissa. You can do it through email or you can do it through the phone. We will pay for that, and then we need your information so I can send that on to Melissa. So those of you that are tuning in, grab a hold of it. I'm looking down here. We've got quite a few of you that have put in. And we have, oh my God, Brenda Epperson. Brenda Epperson, you have won yourself a half an hour reading with Melissa Berman. Yay! Go, girl. We love you, and I will be sending that, Brenda. She'll be getting a hold of you through the emails, telling you that you are a winner, and you get to be the lovely one, too.
I will also say that up till Saturday, and it will be 9 o'clock my time, but Saturday day into early evening will be my special that's still going on. There's still a couple of appointments open that I'm doing my half-hour readings for only $45. If you didn't win one tonight, they're normally $60. So grab a hold of that. There are a couple more appointments still available. So if you can't get on tonight and you have a little bit of dough you want to, you know, that you feel safe spending, it goes for you, a good cause, and it's a discounted rate. And that was for the astrological new year. And now when the solstice hits down the line, I'm going to be offering some other fun things. So.
Excellent. Brenda is in Japan, so we will be sending that. And I do know Brenda. She's been a winner before. She's a very lovely person, one of our fans. And Brenda, congratulations. I'm reaching in the papers. I'm pulling out another one. We've got to pull a different name. Diana Mikintik. Diana, you are the winner of the Rose Quartz Bracelet. will be coming to your house. I have your snail mail. You did very good. You get the star for being the smart one to put all this information down, because now I can send you that. And because you were so nice and did that, you have won the 3 crystal, I remember before, necklaces. This time you also, because you did that, will win a snowflake. So you have a snowflake bracelet to go with your rose quartz. Enjoy, Diana, and thank you for going wild with me and Melissa.
Is it a snowflake obsidian bracelet, or is it a snowflake, like a crystal snowflake?
Snowflake obsidian.
Oh, how lovely. Those look beautiful together, because that's pink with the black and the white. That'll be, oh, so lovely.
We love it, and we are grabbing the phones. We have to grab the phone to get you on the phone. 720, what do you know? Let's go, 720. Let's do it.
Hey, peace, peace. I've been enjoying the show so far this evening. My name is Cassildra, and I'm calling from Denver, Colorado. Y'all have such wonderful, exciting energy, you two together.
Love it. Yes, and we love you. You got some exciting energy going on, girl.
Yeah,
Cassildra.
You do. How can we help
you?
What a cool name. I love it. I could say it like a thousand times. Cassildra, Cassildra.
Oh, wow. How sweet. I did not have a specific question. So,
but you do now, because you know that's the only way we can do this and get it in there for you. So the first thing that comes to your heart, Cassildra.
Man, I have a lot of things on my heart.
A man? You want to talk about a man? A Cassildra.
The first thing that goes ping is the one that you could use. The first one that comes to mind and heart.
Would be really the just connecting with my kid's father. Well, you know what? Yeah, that's correct. Connecting with my kid's father, and then the other question would be
only
how,
one.
How?
Just,
no,
just
no,
one.
No,
just
this,
one at
this,
a time,
just,
Cassildra. Cassildra.
Well, no, this is nothing that needs to be read. This is just in general, and it would be if after someone transcend, how long before you're able to connect with them?
Well, which one do you want us to answer? You got
to
pick one or the other.
To the two. Isn't the man on the other side or something?
Correct. It's both connected the same.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
two for one. It's
yes.
An evening special for the new millennia.
Yeah.
All right. We can do that.
He just passed. Not even, it hasn't even been 30 days ago. So.
Oh, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, number one, keep your family strong. Keep those kids and you, you know, tight. You can have your own private memorial service at home. You know, like in the Jewish religion, they have a Sabbath every Friday night. You know what I mean? So for you, maybe for a little while every Saturday afternoon, you might want to have like a little remembrance or, you know, whatever feels good to you. You know, there's many, many philosophies about when people transcend. The one that seems to stick the most is that it takes about 40 days, our time, for people to get settled and landing. Sometimes they don't get the crossover, you know, and they're a little stuck, or they're trying to move forward, or they need to rest, or there's everybody's transition is unique to their soul's path. So for this particular person, he made it well, and he's a little exhausted, and he's sad. So he's trying to deal with his new digs, and just hold him in your heart, and just pray every night, or whatever's true to you. Talking to God, Jesus, you know, whatever is true to you, and then his angels, your angels, all of your guides, to make this a smooth communication, to make this a smooth transition for all. And just keep, the message is just being pounded at me, is keep your family together, is what your guides are saying. Keep your family together. Jethro.
I'm feeling the energy with it a lot sooner, and the energy, and I know that there's other ways that sometimes people do because of the children and because of the other energy. I know of different individuals I've worked with within days, really quick, within the first 3 to 7 days, the Holy Spirit Trinity, a Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I do feel that you were on a part because of his days, and I feel that he's doing other energy because as we were joking, I felt his energy also there. You're going through some other hardship of some other things, not only because of the death, but I feel because you need to be protected. You have other individuals sometimes with you that try to get the wrong idea, and you get tied up in their chaos, and you have a temper.
Mm-hmm.
Cassildra.
And then they're telling me.
That's our girl.
When the angel said that it's also bringing in your other part of the life, and I see this year you doing some verbal and some other things out for your boundaries, and that's what the work is. I feel he's also doing some other presence for you. I have my heart out with you because I can see the other part of the energy. We do share in that, that sometimes we let other people. I feel like you've had some other situations go on right now that you're still not only in grief, but you're also in a very odd position of other people in family are trying to run their things and say about you. I feel you keep putting your head up defiantly to the weather, and they keep telling me that some of your own family have been trying to put things in the wind of the trees to hurt you, and you know it's just words, but it's really hard right now with all you're dealing with.
It is.
Ooh. Feeding you the first time, I love you, definitely. You're one of our family. Don't you forget us at Psychics Gone Wild. Please come back. We want to help you some more. We got to run because they're pushing behind you, and they've got, like, big, sweaty hands, and it's horrible.
And,
no, I'm kidding.
And I sure will return again. And thank you all very much. And just thank you.
You're more than welcome. We're so honored to meet you, Cassandra. Hang in there, okay?
We meet
you too. Y'all have a good night.
You too. Night-night.
Working in the energy, we love everybody. We're going through so many myths to help as many as we can and still jump the building. We are there and we are doing the wild song. Those of you who have tuned in, this is Psychics Gone Wild, and this is Jethro and Melissa Berman, both intuitive psychics who have worked with us for years, certified American Federation psychics, positive psychics. Sometimes they just call us to be that medium to hang out with, and we're there for you. 201, let's do it again. 201, or do it the first time I just met you. 201.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. I'm all silly. I don't know. I like your number, 201. Is this a good
I like your energy. That's good.
Oh, I'm always hyper. I'm high energy.
Oh, you're brownie induced. What are you saying?
They started it. I had to eat three because they were in my hand.
Brownie induced.
What's your name?
My name is Shalina.
Hi, Shalina. We're getting these cool names tonight. I'm loving it all.
Thank
Shalina.
You.
Shalina. You're welcome. How can we help you, Shalina?
I wanted to see if you guys see me and my boyfriend getting married and having children. More children. Well, we have a daughter together. We've been together for 7 years. I want to have more children. I just wanted to make sure I'm more financially stable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a nice family unit. It seems to be a lot of joy and happiness and trust and fun. And get married when you're ready to, and have a kid when you want. I mean, it's sort of like it's the new world, isn't it?
Yeah.
It sounds like you really have a great head on your shoulders about how you want it to go. And you already are kind of married. You know, it's if you want to go formal, get into the position where you both feel like you're saying that you've got everything lined up enough that it's not going to be a hardship, that it's going to be a joy.
Right.
Okay, marriage is supposed to be like the next step, the joy. So when you're ready to get married, it's just going to kind of naturally fall into place is what it feels like. You're not ready to have another child right now, though. So what the universe is saying, you know, you just, what your guides and angels are saying, you just really need to, you know, get some more ducks in a row is what your guides are sharing before you proceed this way. But this is a great partnership. This has a lot of kindness and safety and the right stuff for the family.
Yeah.
And the guys are telling me that also you're working through a part of your energy right now with some other people. I feel you have a very beautiful angel behind you. When you were younger, your family went out some other times and some other stuff together, and they said that you also were one of the people that also, there's something else happening for you that is there. They said that it is the going into your energy and your development, they said you're also handling something that's got to go through for it a little bit. I'm a little worried about that's part of why the guy said not yet with your having a child, because I feel like you're still dealing with something spiritually, I feel, with your system. Your body is going through such an energy. You've got to be careful and not let other things affect that.
Okay.
You know,
well,
I just had
surgery.
No, that's it. Okay, see, I tell you, I'm feeling it, and I got a tease of the guy that said, I'm supposed to tell you lightly, and it sure would be good to have ice cream. So whatever's going on around that, I feel it's not maybe the thing, but it's like your body's also going through a part where it's trying to recoup so well that I feel like you also went through another part of it. you went through something with a surgery that's a little intenser. Where did you, can I ask the surgery? I don't want to be rude.
My gallbladder removed in February.
Oy. Ouch.
Girl.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I feel great.
Oh, good.
I kind of think I heal fast. I'm not one of, I feel like I mean, I had a C-section. I had a C-section and took Motrin, so I have like a very high tolerance for pain.
I love this woman. Listen to her. I had a friend with their hair dryer. Oh, no, my hair dryer's down. It died, and they go into a coma. You're like, I just had a C-section. I've had my little gallbladder. I'm like, girl, we need to have you in therapy. I had one time I got scared and thought I had the little creepy creepies, and it took me 2 weeks to recover. You're like, so
no
you're
way.
Oh, my gosh.
I just, like, refuse for anything to tell me I can't get up or walk around. I understand I need to heal, but I feel great. I eat better, actually, from the whole gallbladder attack situation. I eat a lot healthier than I was probably eating before. I wasn't eating junk food, but I probably eat more vegetables and fruits now than I probably did before.
Yeah.
But I understand the inside is probably still healing from the surgery.
Yeah.
If that's what you were saying, Jethro.
Yes. I love you, Julie, and I got a question to ask you. With all you new people that are calling in, and I tease about calling again, I want to know, can you tell me where you found out about us? I'm getting all of these cool names. I want to do it again, whatever I did in marketing, to find you guys.
Oh, actually, I go on to Blog Talk Radio. My friend referred me to look on there. She said there's a good show on tonight, and I said, oh, okay, I'll try to give it a call. I don't know if I'll get in because I called late. My friend actually...
Yeah. We love that, and I thank you, because I know that tonight is just really bad. I didn't mean to cut you off. It's just the phones have been really wild, and all of a sudden it's like all of you guys popped up on the phones. It must have been about the same time there at late.
Really?
And Mercury was like being ornery. I'm like, please let him in, and people were like, and the phones were going, and all of a sudden you guys went, ta-da, and it just a whole new energy, and then I've got all these other people. Their things are still spinning. I'm trying to get them in, and I don't know if you were meant to be here, girl. We're glad we met you.
Well, I'm ruled by Mercury, so maybe I have one up on everyone.
Gemini. We love the Gemini. Gemini will double it up. Cool. You rock. We love the Geminis. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. It was nice meeting you guys.
Take care.
Thank you.
Great meeting you, too. Virgo rules Mercury. Mercury rules Virgo, doesn't it?
Really?
Yeah.
No. Virgo's Earth, and their Earth sign. And it's
but Mercury, like, I thought that Mercury, never mind. I know that Gemini is like air, but Mercury, I think Zodiac, through the Zodiac, Mercury rules Virgo. But I'm pretty sure of that. But then
Mercury rules Gemini.
I don't know.
The other side, she's trying to cheat. She always wants to take the good stuff, and she doesn't get it. I don't know why her and her Virgos try to pull my planet, but they can't have it. I will not let it go. No, I'm teasing.
Scorpio.
I know. I have
rise.
My rising.
Oh,
those
well.
Of you tuned in, this is Psyche's Gone Wilder.
And we have really gone wild. We have left the building with Elvis.
And Elvis will not be back because, you know, he got a little tired of the white hair and the slick hair, so he went in this time as Spiky Boy. So those of you who are tuning in, make sure you're ready to go fun. Let's go hyper. Let's do fun. I got a couple of you guys running Jethro. Now you're teasing with people on the other side. No, I'm not teasing. I'm making a joke, and I love this. We love Elvis. You know, I don't care what his hair does. The man was a beautiful singer, and I love his voice.
You love Elvis because he had fried banana and honey peanut butter sandwiches. That's what you love.
Now we're talking. The man knew how to eat. What can I say?
Elvis
matey.
Awesome.
304, why don't you come in for some more? 304, we'll read you. How are you?
Woohoo! I'm one. Yay!
Welcome.
Hello, how are y'all tonight?
Great, how are you?
Doing good.
What's your name?
Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Well, this has been a crazy, weird, upside-down year. Crazy things have happened, and it's been great. I mean, they've been bad, hard things, but it's, like, taught me so much about myself. So I'm just wondering, what do you see, you know, for love and what's coming up for me?
Well, you do really well. Flirting is really good for you. Keeping your dance, you know the old saying, keep your dance card full? Keep your dance card half full.
Okay.
Give yourself permission to flirt is what your guides are sharing. Like sometimes you're so sharp, like you could just look at somebody and go, no, yes, no, yes. But if you flirt a little bit, it's going to give you more fun. You need to have a little bit more fun in this process. And you're not being you know, you're not being mean and you're not being, you know, underhanded. You're just sort of testing the waters on your terms a little bit more. And down the line, it feels like there is a gentleman coming. He seems very solid and very grounded. If you start going out and mingling a little bit, maybe by mid to late summer, it looks pretty good. And by the fall, it looks really good.
Oh, well, awesome.
Mm-hmm. If you do the homework.
Yay! Well, I could definitely flirt. That's always fun homework.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and the guys are saying clairaudiently with that. It's an older song, and I'm telling my age, but it's like, I love the nightlife, I want to boogie. It's like Felicia Bridges. It's an old disco song, but it's very good. It's about a person that's out loving the nightlife. Please don't talk about love tonight. Your sweet love is all I'm needing. It's like, and that's that kind of music. They're telling me that it's time for you to laugh, enjoy, kick up your heels a little bit. You know, the guys are saying that they're telling me that there's also something that's happening for this year. Part of why this has been so chaotic is your guys have been unplugging some other karmic that you didn't need. Sometimes it's like, oh my gosh, why is all this stuff happening so wild? You visualize your guides and angels are up there like a big operator doing a smorgasbord going, okay, we want a green light here, we want a blue over here, this person here, and you have some people in your life who were basically not to your best interest, and you just by rising above it and not playing their stuff, the guys are unhooking some of them. I keep seeing this guy that wanted to like kind of get attention from you or trying to do it, but he wasn't really ready for a serious relationship, and then he started being close to you this year and you scared him a little, like he was like, oh my gosh, she's really all she says, and the guys are like, they kind of shoved him out, they show him like a piece of mud pie, they just go, whoop, he's out of here.
Okay. Yeah, I know who that is.
Smorgasbord, mud pie. Really, Jethro?
Well, you know, I like hemp, but I got food on the brain. I might, you know, okay, another terminology.
Somebody feed the man already.
I love it. So great.
Feed this baby. I haven't eaten 3 minutes, and I'm about ready to scream. My brownies are run out. There's no cookies on the table. Why in Lord's name am I living like this? I'm telling you, we love you. We thank you called in. I feel good to meet you as a new friend, Lori. Definitely go to psycheskonwall.com to put in those prizes. We're going to be giving away some every night. Please put in, you guys, because we still keep giving them away. I have some beautiful wands for those of you who learn about healing or want to work with them. They're going to be going into the prizes next week. Those of you know that I'm this week going to be working in Washington, D.C. coming up. So after I get done with Tampa, Florida here, this weekend I'm in Tampa, then I go up to Washington, D.C. So any of you in Arlington, make sure you're putting in your stuff because I will send in the mail fun stuff to you. I had a friend ask me, Melissa, I need to have a reading. So please, Melissa, tell them how to get a hold of Melissa if they're ready for that special and where do they contact you to get a reading.
You can either contact me through Psychics Gone Wild or at my email, which is maberman, B-E-R-M-A-N, arts, A-R-T-S, @gmail.com. maberman@gmail.com.
Loving it. We're having a lot of energy. We're grabbing the phones, and we don't care. Lori, we love you. Don't you go anywhere. Please stay our friend forever.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Take care, Lori. Bye.
We are teasing in 727. I hope you're ready for 727.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Who are you?
My name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Lisa.
Hi.
How can we help you?
Yes, hi. I met a guy named Michael recently, and I just wanted to know what you feel about this relationship.
First thing that came through was take your time. Don't spoon feed it, you know. Don't walk on eggshells. Don't feel that you have to be anybody but yourself. You know, be your 100% yourself.
Yeah.
It feels like there's a good chance of it growing, a promise of it growing. But you have to make sure that you feel like it's right for you.
Okay.
Jethro?
I feel this energy is a really good go. And when you were saying the energy, the guys were showing me some other work there. They were showing me, and this is the one time they left the food alone. They were showing me energy really strong with a moon and very positive. And then I felt this person like a very positive looking into my eye love that's growing very strong. I also feel that, Lisa, you deserve this. You've had a couple of those ones who jumped off their lily pads and didn't kiss like a prince. And now it's time to have that prince take you into the sunset. I feel you're headed there. I love what the vibe and what the guys were telling with Melissa. They said that there's also a very good likelihood that some of your creativity is going to get to come up this year, and you're going to be good because this man will stand behind you where you've had people before not understand you.
Okay. Well, I'm like struggling with him right now.
Okay. And talk to me. I mean, we only got time for like 4 minutes for you, but you're struggling with his way he's acting to you, because I feel like that he's still a little bit odd too about what's going on. Like he's kind of a little bit starstruck or what he's trying to do.
Well, we met on a meditation website, and I wasn't even looking for anybody, but we talked a few times on the phone, and then he just went through a breakup, and then he freaked out. He's like, I can't talk to you anymore. So when do you guys think I'm going to hear from him again? Because he told me not to contact him or anything.
Okay, I wonder why I'm feeling that. I still feel that you two are not done. I still feel there's something there going on. I apologize to you, and obviously you want to obey people's things with that, because that's where people get in trouble. Once we do that, we just stand back. I feel you're really hurt. I also feel sadly that this maybe what I'm seeing is the love you had for him, and then here he is being really odd. If he can't, and he's one of those ones that fell off the lily pad too, we need to know it. And I'm asking the guides, and they're showing me with him that I do feel that he's going to be able to measure out another way. But this is something that I feel you two are going to come through this. How are you feeling, Melissa? Am I off?
No, I feel it's what was said earlier is that it's your call. You know, it's like you decide if it's right for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you decide if this is right for you is what the guidance was earlier. And they were saying, you know, you don't want to put whatever they say, you know, the guidance comes through. It's like if you listen back in the archives, that the very first guidance that came through was supporting that. But
we got 3 minutes.
Just take care of yourself in this situation right now and give yourself some space. You don't want somebody right who's just come off of a breakup who's trying to control you. You want to be able to have somebody in your life that walks with you.
Yeah.
So give it some space and don't be hard on yourself about it. You didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, and I got to see with you. I'd have to read a little more than just over the radio to see what else has gone on there, Lisa. We love you for so many minutes to get into this. Definitely those, you guys, 832, what you going to do in 1 minute? We've got 1 minute to say hello to you. Do you have something you quickly want us to peek at? Okay. They could not get in. We are at the last of the count. The race is on. The horse is there. What are we going to do? We're going to finish this line. We're going to run like a wild people. Those of you tuning in, we love all of you. There's quite a few who got bumped, kicked, thrown, jumped, sometimes flipped on your head without a smile. Do not forget it was not us. Blog Talk Radio is a little bit silly. We're Mercury's retrograde. Come back in. I got a lot of you guys that have called and said, Jethro, I just couldn't stay on. It's happening. Once we get through Mercury, you'll do it. Go to psychicsgonewild.com. Get a hold of Melissa Berman. You can't believe it. She's given a deal, like she said there. Brenda Epperson, we will send that stuff to you, and you can contact, and I'll send your information on to Melissa. She will contact you for that half an hour. You know, we know you do Skype because you've won a reading before. You've won some other things, too. And those of you tuning in, we love you. We are having a contest. Make sure you put that video in. Who's your favorite? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We got psychics for all of you. Put in your favorite one. Right now, hitting close to 59,000 likes is Melissa Berman's Puppets of We Love Wednesdays with Melissa. So we are having so much fun. Remember, you guys, if you haven't gotten a reading by Melissa, you haven't had a reading yet. So get a hold of her, do it, and enjoy the time. There is some special contests for those of you who've put in. We have a bunch of you already sending in receipts and work. If you want to be in for the Christmas present, we're going to give away a big Psychics Gone Wild. Hundreds of dollars of things and items. Those of you who've looked on Facebook, seen the prizes, we give a lot of good stuff away. You need to have a PayPal receipt or something that says you had a half an hour with Melissa, you've had a Jan Drakey time, or a Jethro Smith, Patty Negri. I don't care if you grabbed Gary Wimmer and you went wild with the Lithmacy Man. Grab a hold of one of us and send me that. You'll be in for the contest, and we're going to give away a winner on Christmas Eve, as we always do, celebrating Christmas with our fans. Tune in next week when me and Melissa will be a little wilder, a little more wild after Mercury stops going backwards.
Not till July the 7th, so hang on, everybody. We love you so much. Thanks, Jethro. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Melissa.
Of course.